Okay. And this would be called your talk with your
mouth.
Okay. And this would be
neck.
Okay. And on the inside would be
throat.
Okay. Have you ever heard somebody call this thing right here?
Adam's apple.
Have you ever heard anybody call it a goozle?
No.
Okay. And the things that you chew with are your
teeth.
Okay, and you have one. You might have one.
Tooth. Oh.
Okay. These aren't trick questions. Okay, and the flesh around the teeth would be called your
gums.
Okay. And this would be
hand.
Okay. And this part of your hand would be your
palm.
Okay. If you went like this, you'd make a
fist.
You'd have two
fists.
Okay. And these places where you bend your fingers and your arms.
Joints.
Okay. Okay, this would be called your
chest.
Okay. And back here would be
back
or
shoulder.
Okay. And you have two
hands.
Okay. And this whole area from here to here.
Lap.
Or
leg.
Okay. And sling at the bottom.
Foot.
Okay. You say you have two
feet.
Okay. What about this front part of your leg?
Shin.
Okay. Okay, what would be the very back part right here?
Thigh.
Okay. Would you ever call anything else?
No.
Okay. If you had to, say, squat down and went like this, what would you say you're sitting on? Or
conscious.
Okay. Great. That's tremendous.
Why?
That's the first person that has known that term in the 9 interviews I've done. Terrific.
I don't think that'd be sort of a common term or something.
No, from all the people, I mean, you're the first one of all the people that I've interviewed that's had a term, you know what? Okay. Great.
Do you get points?
No brownie points. okay, if someone's been sick a while, he's up and about, you might say he still looks a bit
peaked.
Okay. What would you call somebody that could lift big weights, heavy weights?
Weightlifter.
Okay, you might say he's very
strong.
Okay. Okay, somebody that's easy to get along with, how would you say? I mean, what kind of person would that be?
He's easygoing.
Okay. How would you describe somebody that's all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without bumping into something?
Gangly.
Okay. What would you call a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense?
Keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. Not coming up with anything for that.
Okay, you might say he's just a plain. Okay, the court jester back in the Middle Ages used to also be called what?
Clown.
Or the, begin with that.
Funny man.
Blew that one, Jimmy. or he might be called the court fool.
Fool.